Our next item is subdivision 2013-7, Cannon Road Investments.
Mr. Chairman, before I continue with this particular subdivision application, I want to apologize to the commission because I had some dental work this morning, so I'm stumbling over words more so than I normally do. So okay. I'll try and be clear and concise and properly pronounce words as I go forward. But
best you can with what you have.
With what I got.
There you go.
And again, Mr. Chairman, this is a similar to the previous project 2013-6, where we're looking to, or the applicant was looking to correct the error made by the surveyor in that it is integrated with the previously approved subdivision. So based on that, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2013-7 for Cannon Road Investments, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a 12-lot expansion to the previously approved 177-lot subdivision identified as subdivision 2003-47. Two, this expansion is based upon a survey error and correction that was made by the applicant after the original approval of the subdivision 2003-47. The new acreage is integrated into the prior subdivision design, and the overall density of the project remains the same. Like subdivision 2003-47, this expansion complies with the requirements of the Sussex County Subdivision Code, and the items in section 99C have been favorably addressed. This expansion along one edge of the project, which is adjacent to lands owned by Sussex County, will not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties, roads, public facilities, or the community. With the exception of the increased number of lots, all the conditions of approval for subdivision 2003-47 shall remain in effect and shall apply to this preliminary approval. The final site plan for subdivision 2003-47 and this expansion identified as subdivision 2013-7 shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Seven, in addition to the prior conditions of approval, the new lots created by this application shall contain the following language. Each future deed for parcels and the proposed development should note that the development adjoins future wastewater treatment facilities and that industrial type uses on those lands should be anticipated.
I will second that motion as well, Chairman.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-7, Cannon Road Investments, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.